Tantor Audio presents Shining Star, Braving the Elements of Earth, Wind, and Fire by Philip Bailey, with Keith Zimmerman and Kent Zimmerman, narrated by Philip Bailey. Prelude, The Concept. Looking back and upon reflection, Earth, Wind, and Fire's premier mission has been to raise people to a higher level of consciousness. Maurice White, our founder, visionary, and mentor, called it the concept. He'd sit me down and we'd talk about it for hours. He stressed the importance of the concept. He had drawings, charts, and schematics of the band detailing the concept. Always be strong, talking about the concept, he emphasized. It was 1972 in Los Angeles, the year Motown Records relocated from Detroit to the West Coast. Maurice White's brainchild musical ensemble had already released two albums on Warner Brothers Records. The self-titled Earth, Wind, and Fire and The Need to Love in 1970 and 1971, respectively. They were ambitious, eclectic releases that explored the tenets of soul, jazz, blues, and other facets of American music. Yet when disagreements over direction and leadership clouded the picture, in 1971, Maurice promptly dissolved the Warner lineup. He started over in early 1972, having left Chicago for Southern California. The second time around, he was advised to enlist a group of young, eager players he could guide and who would inject more vitality and energy into the group. That's how I came to join Earth, Wind, and Fire. I was a 21-year-old country lad arriving in Los Angeles.